You're listening to the UGA BCM podcast. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the first ever UGA BCM unscripted, unedited. Well, Ryan says we're going to edit a little bit of it, but we shall see. Spontaneous, kind of like spontaneous worship podcast. I'm Tommy, your campus minister, and with me today are Ryan and Carson, our campus missionaries, and they have no earthly idea what's about to hit them. We're going to try this every week, and so to start off with, Carson, Ryan, what do you think about this idea?
I think it's dangerous for you, Tommy. I do.
Look, I'm asking the question, so it's going to be safe for me today.
Today, yes. Who knows what next week holds?
Ryan, what do you think?
I'd like to personally apologize. 2 years ago, when we started the BCM podcast and just recording things, we did the post-gathering interview the next day with you.
Yes.
And I thought that was Zach Ellington's idea, so I never gave you proper credit for that.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
So, thank you. This is a good idea.
All right. Well, I feel like it's important for you guys to know our hearts and our minds and a little bit about where we are as ministers and campus missionaries, and so I figured like this was a good idea to do this. Maybe it'll help our students know us a little better, and also it'll give you something to listen to when you're stuck in traffic on campus. So and that happens a lot.
That'll take 30 minutes at least.
Yeah, it will,
for sure.
Our goal is to make these things 20 to 30 minutes of your time. We don't want you to have to be bored out of your minds about it, but that's kind of the goal. So, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump right into this thing. And so, I don't know, Ryan, Carson, who wants to go first? Neither one of them. They are staring at me. If we had a camera in the room. By the way, we're in our office at Beach Haven, which doubles as storage for our sound equipment. And there is a camera in here. So if you could get into Beach Haven security system, you could see that they are staring at me and are scared to death. So we're going to start with Carson because ladies first. And Carson, I want to hear from you. This is your first year as a campus missionary. You were a student in the fall. Now you're not a student. How did the fall go? And what's some of your highlights of being a campus missionary so far?
Well, the fall was, I was really nervous about it. It was super busy, super chaotic. But I think the Lord blessed me with some organizational skills. I was able to stay on track for a lot of things. But it was a struggle. I'm very grateful to not have to go to class this semester and not be in school this semester. And I can focus on the ministry. And so it's been a blessing this semester as well.
Highlights.
Yeah. Highlights. I don't know. I think seeing the ministry side of things, wanting to go into ministry in some capacity and being able to see kind of what that looks like in the real world while also kind of going through, especially since last semester we had, a lot of people in leadership were my age,
right.
And so, and some of them were, we started college together, and they're, like, my friends, and so, like, doing that transition with them, and just, like, being a mobile ministry, and all the different things that we did do last semester, I was able to see it from a ministry standpoint, from a different perspective, like a staff perspective,
right.
While also doing that, like, with my friends that were on leadership with me, and, like, supporting me in that, so that was really big.
So this is why unscripted is such a great thing, because you're going to say something, I'm going to say something, and it's going to take us down a path that's beneficial for our students. And so after Ryan answers the same question, we're going to go back to what you said about being young and being in ministry and being in a leadership position. And I want to dive into that a little bit because I think that's important for our students, especially those that are about to graduate, are going to be jumping into even the professional world, and they may be the boss of somebody that's 20 years older than them one day. So what's that look like? So, or even the same age, right? Mm-hmm. So Ryan, what about you? The semester, you've had a big life change too. Much bigger than even Carson. She graduated. That's an accomplishment. Don't get me wrong. But Ryan, you got married this fall. So you jumped into this new role. Then you got married. You're living in my basement. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. I don't know if you wanted me to tell you that or not. But
now you know we're
in my basement. All right. So tell me how it's going.
Everything's going great, honestly. I didn't really know what to expect, you know, being Tommy's basement dweller. But it's good. I thought that I would be awoken to many footsteps. I haven't really.
That's good.
The only footsteps that I hear are Cooper.
Yes.
So that's good.
That is good.
In terms of highlights, I mean, obviously getting married was a highlight, but I guess highlights for the ministry, really welcome week. Just being able to see all of it come to fruition, and, you know, months and months of planning. I was not, when I was on student leadership with BCM, I was not heavily involved in the planning aspect of Welcome Week. I was usually off somewhere else, and then I got to show up to Welcome Week and help in whatever capacity Monroe or Haley told me to do. I was like, yes, ma'am, let's do it. So being in a, seeing that from a different angle was really a highlight, and I really enjoyed it.
That's good. That's good. You know, one of the reasons, Ryan, that this sort of came to mind doing this was we're in a unique position as a ministry right now, transitioning in the sense that we had a building for the history of the BCM, and now we're in this sort of transition period where we're mobile as a ministry, but we know that, you know, the plan is in 2027, somewhere in either spring or fall of 2027, we'll have a brand new building. And so I think this is going to be neat in 4 or 5 years to be able to look back and go, how in the world did we get through this? So there's a little bit of a documentary sort of side to this of doing ministry in a mobile setting. And honestly, I was scared to do it at the beginning of the year because I didn't know how mobile ministry was going to work. And so I'd have hated to us be having this conversation and be like, yeah, we lost 100 kids because they didn't know where to find us. You know what I mean? And so in that vein, how has mobile ministry been? Like, what's it been like? We just had a leadership retreat for our new leadership team that came into play. And this is one of the questions that we asked them, kind of what's the good and the bad? What's been a plus? What's been difficult? What have we learned from? So I want to hear from you guys. What have y'all thought about mobile ministry? What have we done well? What are we still figuring out?
Yeah, I think the Lord has blessed us in every step of the way, even in ways that we may not have always seen. You know, it's really easy on certain days where technology doesn't want to cooperate and we have to call Alan Brown or we call up Dylan and get his mobile set up for his Aramos gigs. Whatever it may be, like, that in of itself is the Lord blessing us and still wanting us to have gathering, but for it to look how he wants it to look and for it not to be on our terms but on his terms. And so that's been a blessing in of itself. And then getting through all of that and now finally having all of the technology working, which if...
Don't say that too loud.
Yeah, right.
it works now.
For the first month of the semester, nothing worked, by the way. Like,
it's true.
There were a few times where, bless her heart, and I don't say that just trying to be a Southerner, like, I legitimately, McKenna, she got the band ready in like 30 minutes before gathering. And so they were champions for us. And so, yeah. So now... they actually get to rehearse and sound check. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. And I think one thing that's been encouraging throughout mobile ministry is it would have been really easy for, you know, McKenna or Aiden or some of our other students that are involved in that to, you know, kind of walk away from that at the end of the semester, not reapply for leadership, but both of them did. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really lose anyone as a result of, you know, that setup, you know, always being a pain that first month. And I think that in of itself is a huge win.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Carson, what stood out to you as far as the mobile ministry, even if it's a struggle or something positive that's come about?
Well, I think I often tend to think that changes can always be beneficial. And, you know, I was in the building for 2 years here, and I can see a lot of just change that we've done in the ministry, whether that's like our leadership structure or just being – having change requires you to – look at every aspect of everything. And I think that sometimes you can get, and it's not a bad thing, like having a routine is a bad thing, but sometimes, especially in ministry, maybe you get used to the way things are happening and you get used to the way you've always done things. And so I think this gave the BCM a really good opportunity to look at every aspect of what we're doing and why we're doing it and make sure it's all pointing back to why we're here and like why we have the four C's and you know what I mean? Like, I think that being mobile and changing leadership structure, all those things just gave us that opportunity. And so I think things are a lot more focused now,
right,
with why we do what we do and why we say what we say. And so it's been cool to see that, have the experience in the building and doing some of the other things versus now.
You said four C's. This is a quiz. If you work at the BCM at the University of Georgia. What in the world do you mean by that? For the person from, I don't know, Valdosta that hears that, or North Georgia that hears, what are the four C's?
Yeah, so we as a BCM, we have a saying, and we like to help students connect to Christ, community, the local church, and their calling. It's our ultimate goal. And everything we do, everything we say as a ministry, we make sure it points back to one of those four C's.
Right, that's good. That's good. Yeah, this being mobile has been interesting to me because I didn't know what to expect. There was part of me that was scared to death of what was going to happen. We had been able to make a lot of changes being in the building to begin to leverage our building, really to grow and maintain our relationships with our local churches and our campus or our college pastors at our local churches. Those guys being able to park in our parking lot, being able to swing by, use space at the building. We had some churches that were using it for small groups during the week, et cetera, with their college students. And so losing all of that was very scary to me. Shout out to our churches because they still love us, even though we don't have a building for them to meet in, right? Like, that's important, or a parking spot for them. And it's built some new relationships. We're meeting at Beach Haven right now doing this, but we've also got office space that Five Points Church, which is one of our church plants, has allowed us to use. And so that's been really neat to see that relationship kind of grow. And then the other thing I'd say is I think in both of the things you guys were talking about, I think this has forced us to do a few things as a ministry which are healthy. Number one, it's forced us to simplify and sort of take an evaluation of what is it that we do and what's effective and what's not effective. What is it that we do just because we're a BCM and BCMs have been doing it for 40 years versus what is it that we do that's actually helping us connect students to Christ, community, their calling, and the local church. You guys both know we've had to cut some things out. But the other thing that I think it's helped us do is to focus on our ground game. And what I mean by that is our small groups have become so much more important. Mm-hmm. Alan Goddard, who's the campus minister at CRU, when I had a conversation with him about us losing our building, he said that he thought, because CRU doesn't have a building, that he thought that when we got through this that we would probably be healthier as a ministry because it would cause us to refocus on relationships and small groups. And I think that's been true this year. I think our small group leaders have done a tremendous job of maintaining those connections and relationships with students because we can't just assume that we can chill out in the building and have people come by and see us. And so I think that's been big. And I think in both of those, ultimately, there's had to be more of of us relying on Christ, whether it was sound equipment, right, whether it was change. Like, I think that's why change can be good, because it can cause us to have to put our faith and trust where it needs to be, mm-hmm. rather than in, like, man-made things. And so I think that's been cool. What have you guys thought in regards to, we were at the leadership training the other day. Do either one of you guys want to highlight maybe a couple things that we looked at not being in a building that we're going to try to emphasize a little more this semester or even next fall? Just some of the things that we talked about in that leadership retreat when we weren't making snowmen. We went to LJ for a leadership retreat, if you guys didn't know that, and it was in the middle of the blizzard. That wasn't really a blizzard, but in Georgia, it's a blizzard. And long story short, we made snowmen, and we dug ourselves out of ice so that we could get our cars out on Sunday morning to get back to church. But we also talked about being mobile. What were some of the things you may want to highlight? They got quiet. They're thinking. I'll start with one. One of the things we talked about was, I think this is a little bit of the ground game, on a weekly basis, giving our students somewhere, a place on campus to kind of hang out and find one another.
Yep.
Y'all want to speak to that?
Yeah, for sure. Having the building was great because people kind of knew, BCM students who are already established at BCM kind of knew they could go there and kind of could hang out, but being in Memorial, it's almost like, oh, well, like, it's a UGA building. Anyone can walk into Memorial. The BCM building was the BCM building, but now this is Memorial Hall. And so it's easier to invite people to come hang out. Being there on Mondays, we have it reserved for basically the whole day. And so students have found themselves being in and out, maybe helping set up, maybe hanging out during rehearsal time, doing homework. And it's been a really sweet time. And I've noticed that, like, small group students will just come and talk or hang out and leave for dinner and come back or whatever it is, and conversations can happen that way. And it's been really cool. Students are always in and out of the building, and right. So they hear what's happening, they see what's happening every Monday, and so it's just been cool. And some students have just found themselves in Memorial Hall on Monday nights just out of curiosity. Yeah. So
basically, Memorial Hall on Mondays is a great place to come find us. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely, Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
And not only that, but really any time during the day after lunch.
Yes,
really,
yes.
Right? Because we're in there, we're setting up. It's a great way, if you're part of the BCM and you're listening to this and you haven't gotten plugged in and serving, and you're like, I don't know what to do. Well, if you come to Memorial Hall anywhere between 12 o'clock and 8 o'clock, really 12 and 6, I guess, we're going to have something for you to do. Mm-hmm. And you can just hang out and see people. So that's a good word. You got anything to add to that, Ryan?
Yeah, I'd say one thing about being mobile that's really helped us, and one thing that I really enjoy is that our leadership team brought up at the retreat, is that it really identifies us as not a church.
Right.
I was telling somebody last week that my favorite part about BCM, about us as a campus ministry that distinguishes us from other campus ministries, is that we have direct connections to the local church. You've talked about this at our retreat before, how your campus ministry cannot be your church,
right.
And it's not meant to be, and it's not supposed to be. And I think that is the best part about BCM, is that we're not a local church. We are, as you've put it before, a missions outpost, kind of on behalf of the local churches that we serve, and how everything we do is ultimately to evangelize here on campus, to share the gospel, and then to connect those kids to our local churches. And I think that's the best part. And I think being mobile, not having a building of our own, has really allowed new students, particularly non-believers, to kind of see, like, hey, this is about Jesus, but it's not church, so what is this?
Right.
It's caused them to ask more questions and honestly be a little more open to coming,
right,
to gathering.
And when students start asking questions, that's like our sweet spot. Like, that's the good thing. That's when we can really start diving in and figuring out where they are, what they believe, all those things. Even when it's the, what are you guys exactly, right? That's a great question. Matter of fact, you talk about the building and how the building used to sort of give this presence of us being a church. I'll never forget when I first started working here. At the time, we were doing coffee one morning a week out on the sidewalk in front of the building. And it was every single day somebody would come by and say, hey, what time are your church services? And you're like, we're not a church. I mean, they just thought we were the Baptist church on campus, right? And it's like, no, that's not what we are. Like, we function as missionaries, right? We're here for you, and you know, but we're here to share the gospel on this campus and then connect students with the local church, help them in leadership development, all those different things. And so it makes us unique. So yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Not having a building is, again, it sort of refocused us, made us simplify and go, who are we and what is it we want to do, right? What is it that we want to do? Let's pivot real quick over these last 5 or 6 minutes. Ryan, you graduated last year. Carson, you graduated in December. You guys have this unique opportunity to pour back into this ministry as campus missionaries. Carson's planning to serve again next year. Ryan's going into full-time ministry, local church-wise and stuff, or either a seminary, depending on what doors God opens. And then when Carson's done looking at some missionary stuff after next year. But you guys are the same age or a year or two older than our students. What is something you would want our students to know, particularly as some of them are at real close to transitioning? Because one of the things we talk about is that we want to develop leaders who can serve in the local church. What's that look like when you're literally the same age as some of your peers? Carson, you mentioned that earlier, just that transition. What does that look like?
Yeah, I was really nervous about it at first, and just kind of concerned that, and I mean, honestly, there were people that were even older than me on right. leadership, and people who had been at UGA BCM longer than me, and to, who had seen more things, had more experience. And so I was really nervous about that. I found it a lot, I don't know, it was easier once I kind of got into things, but I had a lot of support from like Riley and Kylie were very, very supportive to me. And they told me that they, like the very beginning before the semester even started, they told me that they respected me as a leader and in my position that you had offered and that the Lord like opened this door. And they also wanted me to know that like they were still my friend and they like, I could still be a friend to them. And so that was easy during this, that transition period. But one thing that I've realized is that I've really been clinging on to this semester is all of the people in the Bible that we revere, I guess, or put on a pedestal as wonderful leaders, and all of the mistakes that they have made through their ministry or their life or whatever. We look to those and we learn from them, but we sometimes we get down on our own self and are like, oh, we're not good enough, we're not able to do this, we can't lead. And so I've been looking to that and like how the Lord puts people in certain positions that he wants. And so that's been encouraging to myself. But on the other side of the same coin, learning to be humble and learning that like I am very young in ministry and there's so many older people, wiser people who've been in ministry a lot longer that I can learn from.
This may be an overgeneralization and our local biblical scholar may shoot me down for this at some point, but remember, this is unscripted, right? And so, but what's unique is when you think about the stories in the Bible and the folks that we look at as people that God used, God tended to use in the Bible really old people or really young people. Like, it's interesting. Like, seriously, I mean, you know, whether it's like Abraham having a child when he's really, really old, right? Or whether it's David coming into the scene as a really, really young guy. And so I think there's something to be said about that. I think that there's a spiritual maturity, number one, is not always equated to physical age. And I think that's important for us to remember. And then I think number two, just purely from the standpoint of like what our churches across the country are facing today, we need more young people to step up into leadership roles within churches and in ministry roles within churches. And so I think that's something that I love about the campus missionary role is it gives students who are just out of undergrad an opportunity to really cut your teeth in ministry and figure out kind of what direction God's heading or leading you into and prepare you really to take a pretty big leap just in a couple of years into some key leadership roles in churches around the country. So Ryan, I'm going to ask you the same question. I know you just got married, which sort of makes you feel like you're older than everybody else in some ways. I mean, it's a different stage of life.
Yeah.
But you're still a young buck, Ryan. So what do you think about that?
I mean, I really just echo what Carson said. There was buy-in from everybody that was on leadership. You know, I didn't have conversations, or people didn't come up to me and have conversations because that's not how guys operate. We don't tend to talk about our feelings a whole lot, even though we probably should. But I think it was just like this general culture of like, yeah, like, you know, y'all are who God has prepared, and so like we're gonna follow that. And that was definitely something that I was worried about coming in. Is like I didn't want to show favorites to people that were my friends on leadership or anything like that. And I never got any sense that was the case. I feel like you would have told me if that was the case, and
right.
you never did. And so I feel like just really what Carson said of just like it felt like leadership was bought into it. And so, I mean, that's all we could really ask for.
Right. Well, I think this is not a promo for campus missionaries, even though we're about to have some interviews for potential new campus missionaries across the state this weekend. And there will still be some openings even after those interviews. So if you are listening to this and you're interested in being a campus missionary and you're about to graduate, let us know. But what I would say is this, is that that campus missionary world is such a cool transition because it does give you the opportunity to pour back into the ministries that you've been a part of, whether it's at your own campus or a different campus. But it also is, I mean, I'm 40, I don't know how old I am, 43 now, right? And so my dad is in his 60s and pastoring, and so one of the things that he's done strategically is hired a lot of young people on his staff. And so he, I think his whole staff is like under the age of 40, but like one guy, and he's like in his early 40s. And so it's kept him young, and it's also kept sort of his hand on the pulse of like what's happening in the world, particularly amongst younger people. And so as a campus, oh, that is telling us that we're done with time, but I'm going to stop it and finish this thought. And I think one of the things that is cool about campus ministry world is that by having campus missionaries who are closer in age to the students that we're ministering to, I'm 43 now. You know, there's always this fear, like, are you going to age out of campus ministry? As long as I got good campus missionaries, maybe that'll delay me aging out. Does that make sense? So you guys help me know, like, what in the world, what word did they just say? What does that mean?
Are you saying we keep you young?
Y'all keep me young. That's right. Y'all keep me young. So, I just want to say thank y'all for, what you guys have done already this semester or this past semester and this year. And I think we're going to learn a lot through this process about each other, just chatting openly about what's going on in our ministry and in our lives. And I think our students and other people across the state and whoever else listens to this, I don't know, maybe somebody in Seattle, Washington listens to it. We'll find out. But I also think that they're going to be able to, it's going to be neat to take kind of a quick snapshot into who we are as a ministry personally, and what we have as far as a vested interest into what we're doing here at this campus. And then also just to see what mobile ministry looks like, truly unscripted, and how we, in a lot of ways, have no earthly idea what we're doing because we are tilling new ground, and we have to trust God that He's going to provide. And when sound equipment doesn't work, somebody's going to go, hey, I know somebody that's got a unit that can come set up literally in 30 minutes. Right? Or how that when we think that we completely blew it because we forgot to register and reserve a spot for November on campus. Yes, we did forget to reserve November at Memorial Hall. God had a better plan because He put us at the chapel on the North Lawn, so we had North Lawn November, and lo and behold, then it was beautiful weather every single night. Mm-hmm. Beautiful weather every single night. And I never forget Jack Ramsey toward the end of that was like, man, I hope for the next students to come about, the new building has a stoop with stairs on the outside so people can hang out on them. And literally the next week we got the drawing of the new building, and it's going to have stairs similar to what's outside the chapel with a stoop that people can sit on and hang out. And that's how God works. And so I'm excited to see how He continues the work this semester and moving forward. So you'll get to hear from Ryan for the rest of this semester. You'll get to hear from Carson for another year and a half. And you'll get to hear from me at least until we're in a new building. So, any last words before we get out of here? We got a minute and 23 seconds.
Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs. Ryan, you got anything?
Go Dawgs. AP poll should not unrank us for losing to Auburn.
That's right. Go Dawgs. Matter of fact, inches away, man. Inches so away.
This will not turn into a football podcast.
That was basketball, Carson. Hit the backside of the rim on the three-pointer, right? That would have won it, and then hits the front side of the rim on the tip end. Yeah, I mean, that's inches away. It's okay. Clearly. It's okay. And everybody hates Auburn, right? So, go Dawgs. And
you sucks.
That's right. You might have to edit that out, right? I'm just kidding. It's okay. Go Dawgs. We'll see you next week. We'll see you gathering on Monday night, and God bless you guys.